What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Up next on American Restoration.
The 1964 World's Fair Escorter.
Wow.
I'd like you to bring this thing back to life.
Oh, man. By the looks of it, I got to rebuild the whole piece up again, and I don't know where I got to start.
Woo. I was looking for a gift for my mom. She does a lot of gardening.
This is a Keen Cutter. Very, very old.
That's pretty awesome.
Tyler and I don't have the best track record when it comes to giving estimates.
Hey, Kyle. Check this out. You'll always be the first employee of the month.
Hell no.
I got to walk out of the room and look at you on the wall, too? I'm going to fix him up this time.
What are you doing?
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress, the things that drive him crazy, projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
Every item that lands here at my shop tells a story. And occasionally, we get something in that tells even a bigger story because it's tied to a special event in history.
Hey, Rick!
Oh, my God, look at that thing!
I brought multiple items to Rick, and this thing here is the biggest and the bulkiest thing he's ever had to do for me.
This thing is incredible!
It's a 1964 wow. World's Fair personal escorter.
Yeah, I remember these at the World's Fair in New York, right?
They were designed to look like they were just floating around. Kind of a unique vehicle that looks futuristic. It looks like a time machine. So many people had a connection to that World's Fair that it's just one of those pieces that you just hate to see it go to trash.
This would transport people around,
yep,
right?
All around the fairground.
The World's Fair was basically a huge expo where companies and countries from around the world would come together to show off their state-of-the-art technology. The World's Fair that stands out the most was the one in New York in 1964 where this shuttle was used.
It was expensive, right?
Yeah, like $9 an hour, yeah. I think it was.
Ah, that's around. Insane. That's insane.
Yeah, you got your own personal driver.
Yeah. Where did you find this?
A lady called, said she had it in her dad's front yard. He bought it off the original owner.
Wow.
But once the kids grew up, it just sat there, stayed outside for the next 28 years.
Oh.
I've researched it. I found three. That was it. And then this one is about the most complete one out there.
Right.
Big Mike really struck gold with this one because this escorter is really rare. They only manufactured about 150 of them for the fair, and most of them were junked after it ended.
This is a great picture right here. Look at that, it's got the pleat seats, everything. Yep. It's so cool. Top of it was built out of oak.
Yep.
This is fiberglass, this is all fiberglass, and it was all hand-built. The other thing that's really cool is that the steering, it was designed to where it goes totally 90 degrees, so you basically could turn on a dime.
Think it's worth saving?
Oh, it's definitely worth saving.
The escorter is gonna be one hell of a challenge. I've seen less rust in a junkyard, but hopefully when it's done, it's gonna be totally badass. Because it's such a massive project, I gotta get my guys ripping into it right away.
Well, Rick, I'd like you to bring this thing back to life, sparkling again.
I'm thinking the fiberglass alone, redoing the fiberglass, I gotta go through the motor, and then by the looks of it, I gotta rebuild the frame, okay? I've got a lot of wood, We got the meter, we got a taxi meter, some upholstery I still gotta get in here. Rework that seat to where it moves back and forth. Oh, man. This is basically a car. To do the whole piece up again, I'm going to start at 15 grand.
Woo!
And
wow.
And I don't know where I'm going to go from that, but that's where I got to start. And don't kill me if I go to 20, bottom line. Okay?
Well, it is Vegas, and you know what? Oh, God. See what I got.
This is the part where peanuts and a prize. Oh, this is nice. Wait. These are yours? You've been out all night? So we good?
It's like we got a deal.
You're a funny son of a bitch.
Rick quoted me a price of $15,000 to $20,000 on this vehicle. But, you know, it's Vegas. I think it's time to take a gamble. And what's the old saying? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. My wife will never find out about this.
Morning, Rick.
How's it going?
Going good till I looked at this thing.
The first step to restoring this World's Fair Escorter is to have my guys tear this thing totally down. There's absolutely no way to get parts for it, so first we gotta assess the damage.
Somebody already tore into this.
This thing's been sitting outside for decades, so all the parts are rusted through.
The motor actually had some animals living in it, and all the fiberglass and the wooden pieces are all rotted out. Holy rust. This thing's bad, really bad.
I recently came up with an Employee of the Month program, and Kyle won, and his picture is going up on the wall.
Yeah. What do you think?
Looks good.
It's awesome, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Come here, bud. Check this out.
Nice. I like it.
You'll always be the first Employee of the Month, and then we'll put the rest of them across here.
Hell no. I gotta walk out of the room and look at you on the wall, too? Not only is that picture on the wall outside of my room, but it's outside the wall of the bathroom. Every time I come out of the bathroom, out of my room, wherever, I gotta look at Kyle Moore.
Gives you motivation, cowboy.
Motivated for what?
Do a good job, get Employee of the Month.
That's all I do.
Cowboy, you got the opportunity. Right, you could be right, here next month, right here, man.
I was late, so that screwed this month.
Yeah, he's gonna have to shoot for next month.
Poor cowboy.
Or the month after. Yeah.
Is that him, dude?
Right there? I don't know. Let's go.
The other day, I got a call from a guy that's looking for a unique item for his mother's birthday.
David?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you face to face.
Yeah.
Tyler, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So on the phone, you kind of said that it's your, was it your mom that's into gardening?
Yeah, a lot of gardening.
I immediately thought of a piece that Tyler and I picked up not too long ago, a tool sharpener.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah?
That's simple, too.
Mm-hmm. This is a Keen cutter, very, very old, very simple, not a whole lot of working parts to it.
So how does it work?
You just jump right on it and start pedaling. That isn't good at demonstrating stuff. Jump on that bad boy.
I guarantee you I'd break it. Hope you want it restored. You gotta hold this side of the seat up.
That's awkward. Here. It's gonna take a little bit of coordination. You gonna be all right with that?
Yeah. This thing is rickety. I'm sitting on it trying to demonstrate to the guy how it works, and it's not stable at all. We're definitely gonna have to do some work before this thing is safe for his mom.
Yeah, it's not hard. I mean, there's not a lot of, like, resistance or tension or any of that.
Yeah, this is perfect. It's simple, it's practical. My mom will definitely use it. So what all do y'all need to do to this to get it back good shape and all?
I mean, we'll have to take the whole thing apart, do the body work. I mean, getting everything straight and fitted before we go putting the color on it.
Yeah, so if y'all can do the research and try and figure out what the original colors were and so forth, that'd be perfect.
Okay, the only thing that Tyler and I really saw that kind of we weren't sure about is the wheel itself. It's got a major crack and it's going all the way down. So my guess, we're gonna have to find a new one.
I feel like it wouldn't work right if we just tried to repair it.
Right.
So how much do you think this is gonna run me?
Tyler and I don't have the best track record when it comes to giving estimates. So I'm gonna give this guy kind of a ballpark price and then check with the brother. Low end, I'm gonna say here at $2,500. If we have to go through trouble to get the stone, you're looking at $2,800.
Well, I think that'd be good. Really looking to do something really nice for my mom, and I think this will be perfect. Sounds good?
Very good. Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Let's go on in. When we first picked this thing up, I figured it would be sitting in the boneyard for another century. But guess what? Picked the right thing, found the right customer. My track record is impeccable.
The guys took apart the World's Fair Escorter, and as I thought, the frame and everything in it is totally destroyed. Since it's impossible to find parts, Dave's removing all the badly rusted panels, refabricating them, and then welding them back together. While he's doing that, Jeff's fixing up all the holes and cracks in the fiberglass. Robert's rebuilding the supports for the roof, which were originally made out of wood. And I've got my best mechanic, Ed, working on the engine. It needed a total rebuild because it was completely shot.
Hey, Ed, you did everything, right?
We did pistons, rings, connecting rods, rod bearings, even a new crankshaft.
Yeah, it's basically a total rebuild,
total
right?
Total rebuild.
I was really worried that it's even gonna work. There's not one of these that work.
Wow.
In the world. So all this pressure's on you right now, I'm telling you, that as you're building this thing, that it's gotta work, it's gotta fire.
We'll know right here, real quick. Turn the switch on, and there's your starter button.
Okay. Yeah, cross your fingers. You ready?
Contact.
Here we go.
Oh!
Whoa!
Yeah!
That's awesome.
First time!
That's awesome!
Oh!
That thing works perfect.
That's cool, dude. Good job. Good job.
I'm stoked Ed got this motor running, but we still got a long way to get this Escorter totally working.
Kyle won Employee of the Month, and I've accepted the fact that he totally deserves it. So I think it's time I paid him a little respect the cowboy way. I'm gonna fix him up this time.
A little bit of time to create this stuff, so I mean, we can't just...
Cowboy, what are you doing?
I'm making Kyle look like a man.
Oh my God. Do you know how disrespectful that is?
He's the ass kisser of the month. I'm tired of looking at this every time I walk through here.
What if you were up there? Can we draw on your face?
I ain't never gonna be up there.
You gotta admit, that is pretty funny.
Normally, I'd be up there helping Cowboy tag the photo, but my dad would have my ass. All right, it's kind of funny, but my dad's not gonna like that, so take it down and then get back to work.
He looks like a purple Santa Claus.
He's never looked so well.
Hey, how are you doing today? I came to Rick's today to drop off an early 1930 Maytag antique washer. I'm just looking to get it restored here.
Okay, let's get it out.
My grandmother had one of these, and you know, we were always fooling around with the ringer, and every once in a while, my sister's hair would get caught in the ringer, and then, of course, I'd have to go sit in the corner.
Here you go. This is about 30s, right?
Yes.
Maytag was the staple back in that day. They're still around. They still build, you know, washing machines. They make refrigerators, dryers. I mean, they even did cars, you know, so they dabbled.
After releasing their first hand-operated washer in 1907, Maytag expanded their business to the first electric washing machine and grew to be the largest manufacturer of them in America.
What do you plan on doing with it?
I'd like to keep it basically how it came out of the factory. Okay. The factory colors, if possible.
You want it to work, too? Like, you can do nicely, laundry?
Yeah, my wife's getting tired of using the washboard, you know.
It's an agitator, but it's not just an agitator. It's a gyrator. It does both. And this is copper.
That's copper.
Yeah. It's like where you put the soap through there when it was moving. And this, this is like stock. Yeah, stock. This is a pretty big problem, actually. By that not moving at all, something's either frozen or broke. So it's not missing any parts, but that piece down there is not working at all.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to investigate that. Right. So all I'm looking at is probably your gyrator being rebuilt.
Yeah, but if you mend that and it's not mended exactly correctly, when that thing starts spinning, it's gonna start doing this.
You're right. It's gonna have to be balanced. You know, that's sort of a variable for the restoration.
It is.
The gyrator is the heart of this washer, and it's gonna take a lot to fix it up. When you factor in all the polishing, sanding, and painting, we're looking at a lot of man hours for this project.
To do the whole thing the way I just said, I'm looking about $6,500 to do that whole thing.
$6,500.
Yeah.
I should have sat down first, huh? I didn't realize it was in that bad of shape. And you think, well, all the pieces are here. It's not too expensive.
Yeah. They do see a lot of work. There's some parts we got to make. A lot of polish and paint and fixing.
Yep. I wouldn't think about that. You know what I mean?
You weren't ready for that, were
you? No, huh?
You know, it's in your court, you know?
Right.
I know what I can do. I can see what I got going on there.
The thing I'm going to have to pass is a little bit more than what I was thinking.
Well, I'd really love to do it, but at the same time, if you can't, you can't. Thank you very much for bringing it down.
Oh.
It's just awesome to look at this kind of stuff. We'll help you load it up,
okay?
This is a really cool machine, and it would look great restored. But if it's not good for the customer, there's not much I can do.
After I heard a $6,500 bombshell, I didn't want to spend the rest of my life on the couch.
We've been fixing up this Keen Cutter tool sharpener, and we're right on schedule because the client's on his way.
Hey, babe.
What's up?
This is David. He bought that item from Ron, you know, the one you've been working on?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, David. Rick. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. Good to meet you.
This is my mom, Londa.
Hi. How are you?
So this is a surprise for my mom, and she has no idea what it is.
None at all?
It's a surprise.
My mom really loves gardening. The sharpener would really be handy on all of the gardening tools for her to keep sharpened. Plus, it's one less thing my dad has to do.
Are you ready, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Oh man. That is
awesome. So do you even know what this is, Mom?
This looks like you would use it to sharpen tools or something with.
That's exactly what it is. It's a Keen Cutter tool sharpener.
It just took my breath away when I saw it.
Awesome.
Because I could really, really get a lot of good use out of this.
This company was, you know, started in like the 1800s. Because there wasn't power in certain places, we're pedal operated. This was like the only way to sharpen your farm equipment or hand tools. Yeah. We take for granted nowadays the power tools, you know, back in the day, it was all hand stuff. When David came and looked at it, it was ruined. It was all rusted out. All these pieces were really bent and twisted. We pounded it all straight, got all the rust off, and then we powder coated it so that when you get on this now, you actually can use it. And it's not gonna, nothing's gonna chip or nothing like that. The stone itself was cracked, so we got a big one, put that on there. It's a little bit different of a stone. The other was sandstone. This is more of a granite stone. We wanted to paint it the stock color when it came out of the store.
All right.
So we shot it the black. Ted did some pinstriping on there, at least give it a little bit of pop.
Man, it looks great.
It does, it looks fabulous.
So does it work?
Oh, I can't wait to see it getting used. Who's gonna do it?
I'm gonna let him try it out first since he gave it to me.
Okay, here's my scraper. And then I'm gonna pour some water in here. That's just for cooling. You're gonna dip your tool in, and then you're gonna go to town on the grind.
Okay, okay. Let's try this thing out. See if I can get this turning right. Yeah, this might be the next craze at the gym. You know, everybody get their tool. It was a lot of fun to actually pedal the thing. Something this old and works that well is pretty amazing.
I sure do thank him for getting it.
You bet, Mom. So, Rick, how did we do on budget?
Well, usually when Ron and Tyler go and do prices, I'm usually really worried, but this time everything was good, so we're on budget.
Great. Okay?
So thank you guys very much.
Hey, thanks much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. Awesome. Let's go in the office and we'll finish the paperwork and we'll go ahead and get it loaded. What is the best way to mount your hard rubber tires to your wheels without damaging them? The answer is C, soak the tire in hot water. After a minute or so, the rubber has expanded and allows you to put it on the rim without damaging the rim. Let it cool and it'll shrink back to its original size. This will work for any other hard rubber tire that goes on your tricycle or your wagon. How's it going, guys?
Good.
How's the S-Squirter doing?
Wiring done. We just got to connect it when we put the body on.
Ed, the motor totally finished, ready to go?
Yes.
So the pucks on the brakes all got remade, right?
Yeah, they're brand new, remade out of something else.
The whole frame was history. All the floor pans were ruined. Really looks good. I'm ready to go ahead and put the body on if you guys want to give me a hand. Big Mike is going to love it. Let's go ahead and just finish out all the electrical. We'll get the top on it. We're done.
Good job, man.
Good job,
Roy. Good job, Dave.
Good game. Good game, Rick.
Awesome.
Kyle.
Big Mike.
How's it going, brother? I brought some friends with me. We're here to pick up a S-Squirter.
Oh, yes. Rick's been working on it. How you doing?
Nice to meet you. Rick got that thing done yet?
I'll go check on it.
Check it out. I came down to Rick's today to pick up my World's Fair Greyhound S-Squirter. I also brought the family with me that I bought it off of. They were the original owners. Are you excited, Mom?
Yes, of course I am.
There we go. That's the sound I remember.
Look at that.
All aboard for the 1964 World's Fair.
Is that something else?
That brings back memories, I'll tell you.
This thing is nuts! What the heck?
What do you think?
I think this thing is awesome.
You need a ride to the World Fair.
I'm ready to go.
Wow.
Who'd you bring with
you? Beautiful. This is the original family.
How you doing?
Oh,
Jay.
They owned it.
Jane.
Hi, Jane. Good to meet you.
Linda.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. Check it out. I mean, check out the front.
Yeah.
Every little thing on it is exactly like it was.
It's amazing. We had that around for a long time. It was a major part of our life. You know, it was sitting in the backyard playing with it, but it's in a better place now for everybody to enjoy.
I just think the whole thing is so beautiful. It's like reincarnated.
First of all, we had to take it apart. It was halfway apart, and it was just, trash. It was trash.
I agree.
And I only could see the fiberglass on the outside, so when we took it off, we found out that the whole frame itself, it was so rusted. Nothing would come apart. Everything was rusted solid. So Jeff, my guy that does fiberglass for me, he took this top and he took this piece and he just went to town on it. Our fabricator, his name's Dave, he ended up cutting everything off. He went and remade brand new parts and then he had to weld it all back on again. The motor has all been redone. Ed, my mechanic, found original Onan parts. We put them all on. As far as the art's concerned, this is all reflective vinyl.
really, really expensive.
Got the new gauges in it. It's got a new voltmeter. It's got the new fuel gauge. It never had taillights. It's got reflectors in the back. But the headlights are actually taillights to a Hudson because I couldn't find parts.
Okay,
really? They really work?
And they really work.
Really like
they
too.
Really work.
Check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Cool. So now the whole thing is totally structurally sound. You can ride down the road with it.
I want to go for a ride.
Hey, you want to go for a ride?
I do.
Let's go.
Let's
you're
go.
Right. You're driving, Michael.
Can we take it for a spin? Yeah.
Go ahead, jump on in there. You guys get all comfy up there in those executive seats.
Yes.
Have fun.
All right, we'll see you.
Okay, we'll see you down later. The road.
You say down the road. Well, where we're going, we don't need roads. Go! Everybody wants to see this thing. They want to sit in it, they want to ride it, they want to drive it. I mean, I think it's a good investment. And with the World's Fair's anniversary coming up, I mean, this is the perfect vehicle to escort people back in time to their memories.
Just the way we remember it.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Tyler made me clean up Kyle's picture, even though my version looked a lot better. Just because I can't put something on it doesn't mean I can't put something over it. Now, there's a picture I don't mind looking at all day or all week or month.